Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I'm a surprise guy. I like surprises, man. I like to look down on a schedule and think, oh my goodness, what is going on here today? And Kristen is taking charge.
But Tommy is the one. Tommy deserves all the kudos because he's the one who is reaching out to everybody. He and I have worked together to put a pretty impressive list together, we think, of people that you would like to talk to and see and reminisce and look at past Burt shows with fondness. And Tommy snagged our guest today, and it's going to be fun to relive.
So there's about a 10% part of me that's nervous when somebody walks through the door that I'm not going to remember who they are.
Stop.
Let's not say who it is and have him come in and see if he remembers who it is.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
Come on.
I don't want to do that either.
I don't want to do that.
I'm trying to avoid as much pain as I can for the next week.
Thomas, we're going to end on a high, not on a low,
sir. Uncomfortable is fun.
Yeah, Cassie hits us with an email the other day going, you guys should do the contraption thing, the pregnancy simulator one more time.
And
No, that's not the way I want to go out.
They're requesting those that have never done it to do it. So they
that's
want
fine.
Mikey
yeah.
and Jackson.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
You yeah. put in your time.
Yes, too much. Right.
All right, so your guest for right now, you're going to remember her, and you're going to remember her fondly because we had her on the show multiple times. She wore her emotions, put her heart on her sleeve. Please welcome back to the Burt Show, One Direction super fan, Meredith. Oh,
she's here?
Yes.
Meredith!
Get out of here.
Also,
hi, Meredith.
Also, former intern Meredith.
Get out of here. Hi, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Oh, God. I'm like sliding on the seat. Good morning. It's
Good
so
morning.
Nice to be back.
How are you?
I'm so well. When I got the call to come on the show, I was like, absolutely.
This is a cool history of the Burt Show. The story is pretty cool. You want to tell it?
I'd be happy to. Yeah. It's my favorite thing to tell. I would say, 10 years ago?
Yeah,
I caught it on March 20, I think it was the day after, so March 26th. I remember the dates. 2015. I'm in eighth grade. Okay, need I say more? And I'm talking to my mom on the radio. I'm talking to my mom in the car. Mm-hmm. We listen to the Burt Show every day, of course. And I have You and I by One Direction blaring in my ears. And my mom goes, Meredith, like, they're talking on the Burt Show about, like, these girls that are just pouring their heart out, but I know you're just bawling crying. Like, you're calling in. I'm like, hey, okay, fine, I'll call. And exactly like that, my tears turn into gold, if you will. And I've continued to come back on the show, thankfully, from the Burt Show and everyone else here. And
that's when One Direction broke up.
That's when One Direction broke up. Oh, no, Zayn left One Direction. I didn't even say the context.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not up this early all the time. But yes, so on March 25th, Zayn Malik announced that he was leaving One Direction.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace, yes.
And again, you're how old at the time?
I'm 14.
14, okay.
Yeah, so it was, and we have obviously been talking about it in the entertainment buzz, and One Directioners were distraught. So we opened the lines for anybody who wanted to call in and share how they were feeling about the news. And this was Meredith calling in during the entertainment buzz to express how she was feeling about Zayn leaving the band.
I feel like I'm broken. But I can't talk.
It's okay. Yeah. Take a deep breath.
Without Zayn, they're not even One Direction. It's not the same. Without his high notes and all, and his little accent, he's just a Bradford boy. He's just a little boy from Bradford.
He does have impressive high notes.
I had two of my friends over yesterday. We just cried about it for hours.
Now, are those tears of embarrassment or are you?
I don't know. Oh my God. I just feel so many emotions because that was 10 years ago. Clearly, I still have wear my emotions on my sleeve. I'm known for that.
She's one deep PTSD.
I sound like a baby. Like that was I'm like hyperventilating crying. That's when I know I'm like, oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. And now you've mastered the adult silent cry where you just pat it with your fingers.
The mom cry or the corporate cry where you just put your tears down so that it goes not straight down right. mascara.
So is that because you're like going back 10 years and reliving the feelings of this band, like not being...
They're still my whole world. Are you kidding me? I still make sure I know where they're all at all the time. But that's what I lived and breathed. They were my boyfriends. You know, that was my first heartbreak. Like that was... They were my everything. That's all I do is come home and just watch their music videos, watch their edits on YouTube. And now we have TikTok for me to reminisce that stuff on. Thank goodness. But no, they were my whole world.
So, and you obviously touched our hearts with your emotion that fast forward, we brought Meredith in studio and surprised her.
Meredith, we were all talking about this, and we thought to ourselves, look, we have to send Meredith to go see them before they stop touring in March. So we are actually here to tell you this morning that you're going to have to skip school tomorrow, because today we are sending you up to Milwaukee. We're sending you up to Milwaukee to go see One Direction. Yeah. All right, we got great seats. I mean, really great. Your mom is in on this, too. You got great seats. Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
There's one more element that I need to tell you about also. Would you mind going backstage and hanging out with those guys?
No, I'm not.
You're going backstage.
I can't.
Would that be good enough?
Oh my God. I can't. Oh, this is the best day ever.
In real life, Meredith here, crying again.
I literally can't stop crying. And don't get me wrong. When everyone mentions One Direction, the Bird Show comes up, and I always tell the story. And what do? Pull up the YouTube video, of course. Uh-huh. And so I see it, but hearing it, I feel like it's more emotional because I'm hearing my little like, and then I heard my mom kind of tear up. So then I'm like, oh my gosh. But no, it's crazy. That was the best day of my life. I don't know if my wedding will top that.
Well, I will if you marry somebody from the band, okay?
Hey. So we sent Meredith to Milwaukee, of all places. I don't know why it ended up being Milwaukee.
Probably cheapest ticket for us.
What do you mean? Milwaukee's great.
Cheapest flight and cheapest ticket, probably.
It's what we were able to get. So, yes, Meredith goes to Milwaukee to see the One Direction show, but not just that, to go backstage and meet the guys. And then this is her coming back, because, of course, we had to talk to her after she got back to see what it was like to meet...
This wasn't even us talking to us. This is like immediately after. I guess she recorded it into her phone
I
think.
Gotcha. I haven't heard this since, so I'm so excited.
So this is what Meredith was feeling. This was how Meredith was reacting to meeting her all-time favorite band, and that's putting it so mildly, obviously, One Direction.
Hi, it's Meredith, and I just came back from meeting the boys. Oh, my gosh. Like, I walked in the room, and it was like there was a bunch of chairs, and you had to like walk past it, and there was a bunch of steps that I kept falling on, and then Harry kept watching me fall, and it was so embarrassing, and I like tried to not cry. I controlled myself completely. I didn't even cry when they were in the room, and then right when they were like, okay, it's your turn, I freaked out. I hugged Harry first. I went for the kiss on the cheek, not even... I just did it. And then I hugged Louis. I hugged Liam. I hugged Niall. It was the best thing ever. And then I asked them to get a picture, and I was in the middle, and I was like, can you all just, like, hug around me? And then Harry put his arm around my waist, and I put my arm around him, and they were all holding me, and it was the best thing ever. Thank you so much to Birdshow.
And she's crying again.
I literally am doing like the, drying my tears out, trying not to ruin my mascara. That one, oh my God, I haven't heard that in forever. And I used to, I don't think I have it on my phone, but I put a recording on, like, I, you know, like your voice memos, like the app or whatever. Mm-hmm. I left my phone. There was this table, I remember. And I left my phone there to see if I could get anything from it. And I don't think I have that video. So just like hearing me like live, like my live reactions that just like, brought me back, and I know exactly what the chairs I was talking about. Harry wasn't looking at me. I can tell you that right now. But, you know, me 14, 15 years old, I wanted to think that, but that was awesome.
And then fast forward, you end up becoming a Birdshow intern.
Crazy,
and
right?
Hanging out with us for a semester. Yeah. And yeah, you're a part of the fabric of the Birdshow. It's one of our favorite stories. And yeah, I love the fact that you're not afraid to show emotion. And I think that is so important. And you're not afraid to share your love and your compassion. So It's a blast to have you back and to go down
really
memory lane,
is, right?
Even with all the tears.
And now Meredith, moving on from her Burt Show internship, is in the professional world now. She's working, and she actually works with another intern that interned that same semester.
Come on.
Yes.
And what she does could be very helpful to the Burt Show in about 8 shows.
So, first off, the person that Tommy's referring to, Mackenzie, she and I interned together summer of 22, and I just got to give you guys the kudos because now we're best friends.
Crazy.
And we work together that. Just down the road. We're both in sales, and I'm going to be in her wedding next year.
Oh, so, thank you.
But tell them what you do, how it could be helpful to the members of the Burt Show after, yeah. You know, the 24th.
Yeah, Tommy sure. Doesn't want the emotional part. He wants the punchline.
He wants the context, yeah. So I am in sales, which really means I'm in staffing, so I can call you guys. And if you want to send me your resumes, I can probably find you a job. I really need it. I got you.
Abby might have one on her right now.
Listen, all I'm trying to get from you is any contact information from Harry Styles, but I don't know if I'm going to get either of those things.
And me either. I hope someone else has it.
Look, when I look back at 25 years of Burt Shows, stuff like this is really, really important. I mean, that's a memory that we were able to provide for you with the help of other people, too. It does take a village to put these things together that you will have for the rest of your life, and that's the kind of impact that we were able to give you. That means something. And now that your best friend is another former intern also,
yes,
that is so touching to me.
No,
that
awesome.
We could have that effect over 25 years.
Mm-hmm. No, and I just want to thank you for continuing to be so welcoming and call me in and just be something that I did. Like, it was the best thing that ever happened to me, but also just the fact that, like, you guys brought me one of my best friends, but also just being so honored and, like, keeping me relevant, to be honest. Like, you just guys find always ways to bring me back. And, like, when Tommy would reach out and be like, you going to be on the show tomorrow? Like, it always just makes me so happy to hear your voices again. But now, luckily, get to see you guys, too. Yeah.
Keep it 100. What was the better Burt Show perk, meeting Harry Styles or getting a best friend?
You can't make me answer that. She's going to listen and be like, oh my gosh, she has to say me, but I don't know if I can answer that.
I'll answer for you, meeting Harry Styles.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.